Blog Talk Radio.
We need the fire. We need the fire. We need the fire. It's my desire. We need fire. We need the fire. We need the fire. It's my desire.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just praise you, magnify you, glorify you, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over the phone last, Lord God. I thank you that no weapon formed against this message shall prosper, Lord God. I pray that your word will go forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces, God. I pray that you would have your way, Lord God, and that you would show us what we need to that tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the fire of God that consumes everything that fights your will in our life, Lord God, that it shall be exposed, Lord God, tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God, and thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, and welcome the Kingdom Builders International Internet Radio Broadcast under the leadership of Prophetess Teresa Dots and Elder QT Dots, and I am your host tonight, Prophetess Dana Hannah. Sit back and enjoy a meal from the Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. And the first scripture that I am going to is Romans 7 and 18. Die, flesh, die. And just keep continuing to say to yourself, die, flesh, die. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find. But I need something more, for if I know the law but still can't keep it, and the power of sin within me sabotages my best intentions. So we have good intentions, but this flesh keeps fighting us. This stinking flesh keeps fighting against us. And the Amplified Version says, for I know that nothing good lives in my flesh. Nothing good lives in my flesh. In my flesh, my human nature, my worldly nature, my sinful capacity for the will to do good is not present in it. It's not present in it. Our flesh struggles with our spirit. Our spirit pulls us one way, but our flesh and our sinful desires and the things that we used to do is pulling us another way. But we have to die. We have to die to our flesh so we can please God. So when we have good intentions, yes, our flesh tries to sabotage our good intentions. The next scripture I'm going to go to is 2 Corinthians 10:5. And it says, the thought life is also where the devil will tempt you. The devil will give us thoughts and imagination, tempting us to do evil. So as your spirit is pulling and your flesh is pulling, but you have good intentions, but the enemy that put a thought in your head was an evil, and we cannot entertain them thoughts. So the word of God continued to say, Paul took captive every thought. We demolish arguments and every pretense that set itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captivity every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So when the enemy put a thought in our head right then and there, we're supposed to take it captive, and we're supposed to make our thoughts obedient to Christ so we can die to our flesh. We do not supposed to entertain them thoughts. And we know what thoughts come from God and what thoughts don't, because God's thoughts is good and lovely and pure. Glory be to God. But the enemy will put thoughts in our head, and we cannot ponder on them thoughts. We got to cast them down. The word of God tells us to think of things that is good and lovely and a good report and that is praiseworthy. So if we can't think of nothing else, and we're in the midst of life where it hurts, we got to think on them things. Think on the word of God. Think of Jesus died on the cross for our sinful nature so we can walk in the spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Romans 13:14 says, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts, but clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provision, no provision, none ever even think about gratifying that flesh regarding its improper desires. The flesh gives us improper desires. The word of God says, do not gratify that desire. Walk in the spirit so you can fulfill me. Walk in the spirit so my will be done. It's too much flesh in the body of Christ. Too much backbiting, gossiping, lying, adultery, fornication in the body of Christ. And when the word of God says, if my people call back my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal the land. So we can't blame nobody else. We can't blame the Buddha. We can't blame the Holy. We can't blame the Buddha. We got to blame the body of Christ, because if the land ain't healed, because we ain't turned from our wicked ways. And then the word of God says, I will heal your land. Humble yourself. I will heal the land. Glory be to God. Die. Flesh, die. The Holy Spirit makes us free from the law and to the death. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. It leads us. It teaches us to walk after God as our guide. The Holy Spirit coming to us in divine life, power to notify and make dead the deeds of our body. But we have to allow it to. We have to allow him to, because he can't do nothing that we don't allow him to. Die, flesh, die. Pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is telling you to do and what your flesh is David and wants you to do. Turn away your faith. Fast. Pray. That's what the Spirit of God wants us to do. So we can go higher and higher in God's grace and mercy. So we can walk more in love and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and glory be to God and forgiveness. But our flesh fights against us. A person may claim they have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and they operate in power and zeal. But they are lacking in the grace of a holy life, in humility and gentleness and tenderness before God and men, and the meekness of the Lamb of God, which is the chief grace of the Christian life. So you can be flooded in the gifts of the Spirit, but still not operating totally as God wants you to, because you're not humble, you're not gentle, you still have not died and crucified your flesh. Die, flesh, die. As many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, divine guidance. Christ came in the flesh, so we will not have to live in the flesh. Christ came and done away with the law, but we keep crucifying Christ over and over again because we don't want to crucify ourselves and the body of Christ is looking like the law. And people say, why should I come into that when they do the same thing God's doing? Say the same things I'm saying. Glory be to God. Die, flesh, die. Die, flesh, die. The power of the flesh is for evil. We cannot allow the flesh to rule us in any way. But I'm struggling, and I'm trying to do right. I'm trying to say the right things. I want to truly be a spiritual person walking in the Spirit. But I keep gratifying the lust of my flesh. But the word of God says, renew your mind in Him daily. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Are we truly renewing our mind? Are we in our Bible reading? Are we praying? It all comes back to that because Jesus did away with the law. He has done everything that He was on earth to do. He suffered for us. Glory be to God. He sweated glass of blood for us in the Garden of Gethsemane. For us, so anything that we are going through, Jesus suffered already, so we will be able to walk through it. We have to, we must, as Christians, as the body of Christ, crucify our flesh. Because Satan's strategy is to destroy, disarm, defeat us. But Jesus has already done all that for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. 1 Peter 4:1-2 is the next scripture. And it says, therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. He suffered in the flesh, so we don't have to live there. But we're supposed to live for God's will, not our will. God's will. We say, God, will be done. We say, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accessible in your sight, oh Lord, because you are truly my strength and my redeemer. But it's the words of our mouth truly acceptable in his sight. Oh my God. Oh my God. Patiently suffer rather than fail to please God. Having the mind of Christ. Have no intentional sin in your life. Stop pleasing the world and please God. Stop pleasing your human appetites and your desires, but we as the body of Christ have to live God's will. Glory be to God. Die, flesh, die. And as God gave me this sermon, I have to die. Tell me, shut my mouth. I have to die. Quit agreeing with things that you shouldn't agree with. I have to die. So my words in my mouth and what comes in my ears truly will be accessible to my Father. Die, flesh, die. Galatians 5:24 is the next scripture. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires, and because we belong to Christ Jesus, we have killed our selfish feelings and desires. Oh my God. We no longer have them. They're dead, and we're not going to let them rise up anymore. The word of God says, the word of God says, if we so do not submit to the enemy, he will flee to us, from us. He will flee from us. Submit yourself, therefore, unto God and resist the devil, and he will flee. So we resist him in our mouth. In things that we say, in things that we do, he will flee from us. He's not going to keep trying you. He's going to be like, God, I'll try to go on that one. She didn't do it. God, she goes, no, 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 no. She going to do this, and he going to say, no, she ain't. She didn't do it. He going to keep trying you. But as he keep coming to God accusing you, and you stop doing it, he ain't going to try you no more. And then you can draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Resist him. Resist the enemy. Resist him when he put a thought in your head. And he shall flee. Kill that desire that does not please God. Ephesians 2:3 says, among who also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. We was ruled once by our selfish desires, by our body. But that made God angry. And we was going to get punished. But Jesus came and suffered for us. So right now we should not be doing things in our flesh that does not please God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because we do not want to make God angry. And there must be some type of hindrance, some type of terrible hindrance that keeps getting in our way. Our flesh, our thoughts, and one four-letter word, S-E-L-F, ourself. Ourself. The scripture says our selfish desires. We must lose ourselves. But with ourselves to live in you and have its way, it hinders the work of the Holy Spirit. And he cannot totally work in you as a child of God with the capacity and the power that he wants to use you in. Now, I'm going to tell you how to get rid of self. Let's go to Matthew 16:24.
Glory be to God. And the word of God says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow after me. So what must we do? We must deny ourselves. Yes, our nature and man is natural for us to follow after self, but now we are in Christ Jesus. And he tells us to give ourselves. We must give up listening to ourselves and listen to God. Take him in the place of self. Give up the life of self and take Christ to be your total life. Pick up the cross. Follow after God. Follow after Christ. When we study picking up the cross and we study dragging all our garments with us, our pride, our self-righteousness, our gossiping, our bickering with us. He said, no, pick up the cross, follow after me, and leave self behind. Leave self back there. Die to that self. Glory be to God. We need to see Christ working totally in the body of Christ. The satanic organ of self is a horrible rebellion against God. It comes out of hell, and it's trying to drag us back with it. Two powers are striving for mastery over you, your spirit, your flesh, your spirit, your flesh. Spirit is not ruling you. It's because the flesh is ruling you. Therefore, we cannot give in to pride and worldliness and lust of the eye and lust of the flesh and pride of life. Let's just take a minute and look at what happened when self got in the way. When self got in the way, the throne of God, the magic, was surrounded by bright spirits, all pure and perfect. One of the brightest of these pure spirits began to look at himself and wonder at all the beauty and the glory God has given him. He adored himself. And pride came into his heart, and he began to say, I am as of God. He turned his desires from God to himself, to his will, his thoughts. It's not right, God, that I should be subject to this God. This is this person. And he lifted himself up and said, I, the morning star, the prince of light, I, not the chief among the power of heaven, am I not? He turned away from God to please self, and pride entered into his heart, and he fell out of the light into darkness. I don't know. And he was changed from an angel into a devil. From the brightness of heaven into the darkness of the outer darkness of everlasting hell. And he wanna drag every born again believer with him and the ones who have not called on Christ. With him, glory be to God. I pray for boldness to go out and witness to the ones that don't know. Oh Shakata, oh Kodama. We will pride do. That is what self did for this angel. Instead of turning to God, he turned to himself. And he said, then God to restore all this glory created man, that in his own son may show forth his glory. Glory be to God. He said to man, I have given you self, but let that self always turn to me, and you shall always stand in the light. And we need to stand in the light. Glory be to God. Do my will, and I will fill you with life and blessings everlasting. From the devil came to man because he hated him as though of what man might become as a king of the world. So he heaven. First he was kicked out of heaven with an angel. Now he's a devil. Now he only tempt Eve. If you hear this truth, you will be like God. He not only spoke those words, but in him with those words, she ate of that fruit. We have within us a self that has its poison from Satan. That has its poison from hell. And some of us cherish and we nurture that poison. But we need to not please self. We need to please God. Because whatever we please in nature and self and our fleshly desires, we're making the enemy stronger. That is the reason why Christ called us entirely, our entire being, to deny flesh and follow after him. Glory be to God. Deny self and follow after him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? The next scripture is 2 Corinthians 7:1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, because our spirit did take it too. God created me a clean and pure heart, I say daily, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. The body of Christ is truly missing the fear of God. My friends, God has made us these promises. We should stay away from everything that keeps our body and our spirit from being clean. We should honor God and try to be completely like him. Completely like God. But in the body of Christ, we too busy bickering over. Shall I make up? I gotta wear a long skirt. I'm not this denomination. I don't speak in tongues. Instead of coming together as one, so our gifts can truly edify the body of Christ. That's why the Holy Spirit gave us gifts, to edify the body of Christ. And as we lay down our flesh, our thoughts, and our desires, our Father God, like a whirlwind, is going to take away everything that's not like him. Then he's going to increase you in your love walk, in your pace, in your in your long suffering, in your understanding, in your wisdom. Of course, you're going to be able to speak in tongues, but the next person is going to be able to show what they speak it and talk it, because that's what we want to do. And we talk to our flesh and give it to him. The next scripture is verse 6:16-19. These six things the Lord hates, and yet seven are of an abomination to him. Seven is repulsive to him. A proud look, the attitude that makes one overesteem oneself and discount others. He don't want us looking down at others. He don't want us to be so proud of ourselves that the homeless man on the street we gonna look down on. The prostitute we gonna look down on. The homosexual we gonna look down on. No! We cannot be so full of ourselves and proud that we look down on others. God don't like that. Everybody was made in his image and his likeness. God loves everyone. He hates the sin, but he loves the person. Glory be to God. A lying tongue, a tongue that would just lie. God do not like that. He hates a lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. Hands that's quickly to shed innocent blood. Because the enemy gave them a thought and they let it ponder in their heart. And if he
Glory be to God. A heart that create wicked plans. Again, the enemy, God would have thought. That's why he said, cast that thought down. Cast that thought down. So it won't become an evil thought in your heart. Evil in your heart. Because first it comes from the anything somebody knew, they thought about it first. And again, we know if that thought from God or from the enemy. Feet that run swiftly to evil. A false witness who bring out lies, even half truth. I'm not going to tell the whole truth, but I'm going to add some lies to that truth. God don't like. We have to check ourselves. We have to check our flesh. We have to check self and don't let it rise up. Don't you believe it? Check out that eye up. And want to spread discord. Rumors among the brethren. We can spread rumors. We can start discord among the brethren. We supposed to be the peacemakers. Glory be to God. We got to cut it off at the root. We got to die, flesh down. Glory be to God. And then if you don't have nothing good to say, it may be true. Don't say nothing at all. Glory be to God. And kill that person's character. All of that is of the flesh. And God says he hates it. But we were delivered from the curse of sin. Now we need to be delivered from the power of sin that tries to rise up in us because we have not died. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. God commands us to be spiritual. And by the grace of God, just as certainly Jesus Christ's blood was shed for our sins. Christ's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, can lead us down into a place of absolute helplessness where we can't do nothing but call on him and his divine power. We renew our minds, we renew our hearts. So every foul, every temptation, every sin lies in our stinking flesh will be gone. And we will be whole. And we will place Christ as total possession of our life. That's everything. And fully give yourself to God. It is only in that the Holy Spirit will totally do his work. So don't walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The whole of our conduct is under the rule of the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Being made free, glory be to God, from the law of sin and death. Be in the Spirit. Having the Spirit is in us. The Spirit has mortified the deeds of the body. Being led by the Spirit. We are adopted into the body of Christ. And if you, the Spirit mortifies our body, the Spirit makes the death to sin an actual reality in our body. We must thank God for the wonderful revelation of the Holy Spirit. Then let the Spirit continue to cleanse us, reveal things to us, to lift up us up in God. Die, flesh, die. Die, flesh, die. It's just in me. Die, flesh, die. Die, flesh, die. My sister called me with some conversation. I said, no. I have no comment. I have no comment. I don't comment anymore. Die, flesh, die. Die, flesh, die. Your thoughts, our mouth have to truly be acceptable in God's sight, because he is truly our strength and our redeemer. Glory be to God. So whenever the stinking flesh try to run, just say, die, flesh, die. In conversation, in word, thought, and deed, say, die, flesh, die. And glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just seal this word in our hearts with the blood of Jesus. I thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. I thank you, God, as we represent the body of Christ, as we represent you, as we represent being your sons and your daughters. We will die in our flesh for the resurrected power of Jesus to truly manifest in our life, God. As you take us to glory, to glory in you, God, pray right now as we die, God, that you will increase us in knowledge and understanding and revelation and wisdom, and hospitality and boldness to go out and tell the good news of the gospel and tell the testimony that even though I was 18 years in Christ, I still have some areas in my life that I had to die to. Glory be to God. I plead the blood of every household, God, that you continue to have your way in your people, God, as we die in Jesus Christ's holy name. I pray, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.